Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno. What a week. And first of all, Jess, sending our best out to you. Storm have announced Yaz Parsons back. Overseas, Caitlin has joined the ANZ. Something we might have heard Jenny Woods talk about and hint to on our chat a few weeks ago. And clubs are announcing their signings, and we're only just getting started as well. Well, on this episode, we're going to hear more about a new collaboration between London Pulse and Knights, as they're going to bring their game to a much wider audience. There's reaction to that massive INF and NetFit marathon at the weekend. But first, Lucy Harris has been telling us more about NetU, a programme that's been launched with Molly and Rosie.
Well, I think in lockdown, Rosie was furloughed. I was not doing a huge amount either. And we basically just decided that it would be a really good time to set up something within netball for netballers. And we felt that both of us were working on our level 3 personal trainers at the time. And we just felt that there wasn't a huge amount of like S&C tools out there for kind of modern netballers that weren't in Super League franchises. So we thought that was quite a nice little niche target market for us to get into, and yeah, that was kind of how it started. And then my little sister Molly, she's also doing a physio degree in Northumbria, so it seemed like a good way to kind of get her involved as well once she's graduated, and maybe do some net new physio or something like that. So it just seemed like a really good time to just get something going, really, and not make us kill each other in the process.
Yeah. It's just one of those things where, and the situations where we've all taken a bit of time out just to reflect, I suppose. So it would have been nice for you just to try and get something like this up and running off the ground.
Yeah, definitely. And it was just, there wasn't a huge amount to do in lockdown, and this kind of kept us all pretty busy, and also kind of got some, you know, ideas flowing. And we had to create a website, which none of us had any experience doing before, so that just kind of got our brains ticking. And then all the personal training stuff, we had to do exams, and then we had to go and do a practical and stuff. So it was quite kind of intense and exciting, and just, yeah, stopped us dying of boredom.
On the bio page, Rosie got the tallest and funniest. Molly got the favourite, so you didn't really get anything on that.
Well, I did get the blondest hair, that's probably a win for me. And obviously I'm the oldest, so I get to boss them about.
Purpose as well, it's about inspiring that next generation, really, and that modern netballer.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that was really important for us. We've all had our fair share of injuries, and I think at kind of not a non-Super League level, which is where most people play netball, there just isn't that kind of, everyone kind of goes off on a weekend and plays this really intense sport where they're jumping, landing, pivoting, doing all those things that are really bad for your knees, your ankles, and every which other joint that you've got in your body. And not having that experience in the gym to prepare your body in the right way for that. So we just wanted, and in that modern netball environment now, that's quite an intense sport, it's no longer that whole catch the ball and stand still and have a look and then pass it. It's a lot more active and intense. We just wanted to have an outlet there for modern netballers to be able to have the tools to go into the gym and to prepare their bodies for the sport that they love.
Tell me a bit about some of the things you're able to offer.
Yeah. So obviously in COVID, we're offering one-to-one PT sessions and one-to-one coaching sessions, but we're also offering one-to-one PT and coaching sessions and also online programming. So all of our programs will be available through an app. All of the exercises will have videos of us doing the exercises on them. So it's really self-explanatory. And you can opt for a kind of quite a general netballer, back to netball or elite online program, 4 weeks of £40. Or you can go for a more bespoke program where there'll be quite a lot more collaboration with me and Rosie over the phone and over email to kind of make sure that we're hitting the targets that are more specific to you as a netballer. So that's kind of the products that we've got on offer at the moment. But we're obviously wanting to expand and make them even more exciting for the next coming months.
And very much COVID conscious as well. There's that whole section online as well. So it's important, obviously, that things are within the guidelines at the minute as well. So
yeah, and one of our gym programs as well is actually non-gym access. So we have a 4-week for £40 program, and that can all be done from the comfort of your own home, bit indoors, bit outdoors, and any kind of resistance or weights, in inverted commas, that we do use can be replaced with bags of flour. And we offer home alternative suggestions for everything that we do have equipment for. So yeah, so that's a really good way for people to kind of get back in their netball minds and get their netball bodies back after a long lockdown summer. And potentially, obviously, the leagues are all a bit up in the air at the moment, and it might just be one day, right, the leagues are up and going and no one's done any netball or any netball training for ages. So that's a really good opportunity for people to be preparing their minds and bodies for the season ahead, whenever that might be.
Obviously, the training is offered as well. And so the blog section on there, so is that going to develop to something where you'll be able to offer tips and advice and that kind of thing as well, eventually?
Yeah, absolutely. We've already got a few in the pipeline that are really exciting, which I can't say a huge amount more about at the moment. But at the moment, we've got two blogs on there. One just from us three Harris sisters, about a bit about us and about how life was growing up as a Harris. So just a bit of kind of an inside scoop. But we've also got a blog on there from a girl called Caroline Tarnowski, who's a really good friend of ours, who played for Loughborough Lightning.
Oh, brilliant.
But she's studying a PhD in sports nutrition at the moment. So she's given us a really nice blog on kind of her top tips as a netballer in terms of your nutrition and hydration. So really, really well-educated blog on there for people to check out.
Cheeky question of the interview, and don't say too much from both of our parts because we both get told off. Super League 2021, pretty distant. Have things been confirmed yet for you, and are you happy?
Yeah, really happy. Things have been confirmed, as they have for Rosie as well. So that's really exciting for us, and we just can't wait to get going.
Brilliant. Insta, your netu_Harris, is that right, where people can get following?
Yeah, that's where you can see all the kind of updates and news. We've also got a Facebook. If you just type in netu, you'll be able to find us on there. Got a YouTube channel for loads of videos and things that people can get going with some kind of home pairs work and ball skills, and obviously the website's just netufitness.com.
Megan Thornton here.
It's Jane here.
It's Mickey Austin.
Georgie here.
It's Emmy here.
This is Tamsin.
Brett here from the LA Wave.
Courtney Tidy here. We cannot thank you enough
for taking part in our session
on the NetFit INF
24-hour live netball marathon.
We had so much fun.
It was a fantastic day.
We loved every minute of it.
Check out what we got up to
over the 24 hours.
The INF and NetFit are so grateful for your support for the 24-hour live netball marathon. We can't thank our on-screen talent enough for donating their time and expertise to help bring some amazing netball knowledge and energy to the screen. Over the 24 hours, we managed to reach over 150,000 people across every continent on the globe. Your support and generosity also enabled us to raise some much-needed money for community netball in nations affected by COVID-19 pandemic. While this 24-hour event served to connect international netball communities to be able to tell their stories, we also helped the growth of our great game. We couldn't have done it without you. So thanks again for your support, and remember to keep playing the game we all love, and do it with a smile on your face.
Thank you everyone for joining us.
Together we have made a difference.
See you soon.
Muchas gracias.
Au revoir, merci.
Thank you very much.
Dankeschön.
The INF and NetFit held that massive 24-hour fundraiser last weekend. Plenty of people here got involved with it, and around the world as well, plenty of involvement. One of these was Netball Ireland's Megan Thornton, and she's been telling us why she wanted to get involved.
Oh, it was really good to be involved with it.
such a good idea, and it's so good to be able to raise money, especially for netballing countries that are struggling as a result of the COVID crisis. So it was really, really good to be involved with it, and it just showed how, no matter where you are in the world, people who love netball and play netball and are passionate about it were able to come together. And it was good for Netball Ireland to be able to get themselves more out there on the map too. So that was really important for us.
Yeah, lots of members of the team as well joined you on the call. What was that like for you personally, having all those people watching you?
Yeah, no, it was really good. I haven't done anything like it before. So it was a really good experience. And it was really nice to be able to see the girls who are all dotted around Ireland doing the workout that I'd put together. That was really good. And then to be able to then watch it back and see people who are all over the world like engaging with it. And I've had a few people message say that they loved like watching it as well. I was like, wow, it really shows just how far spread the NetFit and the INF Netball Live Marathon went, and how many different countries actually interacted with it. So yeah, it was good. Really good.
You say you saw it back. What was that like, looking at some of the comments and just getting a grasp of where everybody was watching from? Pretty special.
Yeah, definitely pretty special. And because it was just really good to see there were some people in Australia that had seen it, and some people back home here in Ireland, and also people in England had been tuning in to watch it as well. So it was just really nice that people who may not know of Netball Ireland now are more knowledgeable of Netball Ireland, and hopefully will be able to follow our journey and our journey of developing as a sport in this country. So yeah, it's really good.
That calibre of guests that Sarah and the rest of the team managed to get, that must make you feel special.
Yeah, definitely. I was really honoured to be involved with it. So many people with such amazing talents and real big names within netball that were involved with it. So I found it quite inspiring to see the workbook that was put together, you know, the ebook, and to see all of their massive names on it. And it really inspired me to push myself within netball to dream of being able to be even partially as successful as what some of those girls are. So yeah, it was amazing.
How many hours did you manage live?
Oh god, I didn't count how many hours I watched it for, but throughout the whole day I kept watching back and getting involved in the sessions, like watching them and everything. I really enjoyed the Scottish Thistles one.
Yeah,
I thought that was really interactive. I thought that was good. And then I tuned back in again, and then towards the end of it again, I tuned back in when it was some of the girls that do the NetFit sessions. I watched their session as well. So it was just, it flew by in a way, but it was also so good to see so many different sessions in so many places around the world that actually play netball, and how differently netball is adapted to their country. That was interesting.
I mean, we've spoken to Sarah and the team there as well, and they're just so positive about the whole NetFit program, and I really hope, in a way, it's the first of many.
Yeah, I hope so. I think that that's what really drew me to NetFit in the first place as well, is the positivity and the inclusiveness of the NetFit community, even though I'm on the other side of the world, really, to most of the people who are involved within it. They're so inclusive, and you're able to interact with so many different people and learn so many skill sets off them as well. So it is a really good platform, and just to see the work that they've done as well is really, really interesting.
Let's have a quick look at Netball Ireland. How have things been over the last couple of months? A bit tricky?
Yeah, definitely a bit tricky. Our head coaches live out of the country, so they had to interact with us over phone calls or over texts and Zoom calls as well. So it's been interesting to try and be as interactive as possible, but they definitely have helped with any queries or anything. You just send them a message, like if I was working on my change of direction, and I'd send over a video clip of how to develop that, and then I'd get feedback on it. So things like that, even though COVID has caused us not to be able to train together, we can still focus on areas that we need to develop. So it's been a challenge, but it's been doable. And there's some people that are still able to train together because they live in Dublin, so they're able to train regularly. And then there might be other people, some of the girls that come in from England, I'm not sure if they're able to train there. But I think it's all just making sure that everyone interacts with our coaches to ensure that we're able to still improve and develop. And we have an S&C coach now as well, so he's really helpful to help us improve our skill sets and develop as players and as a team as a whole as well. So it's been good.
It's been good, you say, but how much of a strain has it taken mentally? Has it been hard to remain positive?
Yeah, well, at the moment I'm studying a master's in sports psychology, and I've definitely been using that a few times throughout COVID. Definitely been trying to use some mental resilience and reading up on lots of theories to see how can I improve my motivation if I'm lacking it in certain ways, or how I can deal with anxiety and different challenges that I didn't think I'd really face. I thought that, oh, if we go into lockdown, we can see it as an advantage because you're going to be able to work on myself and I actually have some spare time. But I didn't think it'd be elongated to this length of time that we're still partially, like here in Ireland, we're going into a higher level of lockdown, into a level 3. So I'm not able to go up to Dublin to train. I travel 2 hours to go up to train with them sometimes in Dublin, and I won't be able to go up to do that. So it's just adapting the whole time. We're all in the same position, and it's just trying to be as positive as possible, but also helping everyone else stay as positive as possible, I guess.
Everybody's in that same situation, and netball Europe's been pushed back, friendlies and international. Yeah, just one of those.
Yeah, definitely. It's just, I guess I've just got to try and see if there's any positives that I guess we can use some more time focusing on our own game. And then when we finally get back to working together and playing together as a team, then we can focus on team development and what we can do in that sense. So, yeah, it's a challenge for sure, but it's just trying to manage the challenge and develop myself as well.
But certainly massive events like the NetFit event with the INF at the weekend, it's just getting everybody together and little signs that we can get through this.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the NetFit and the INF event showed that, again, even though you're so far spread across the world, you can still interact and you can still be on the same page and you can still make things happen. So that's what I really took away from that event at the weekend, was that everybody can still interact. They can still train. If they've managed to run a 24-hour live session, there really isn't an excuse to not be interacting with your teammates because we're able to do so. That's what I learned from it, to be more interactive with people, because the NetFit and the INF session kind of inspired me to be more involved, I guess.
And only fair that you came on, did such a good job. Want to plug your Instagram?
My Instagram is at @MeganThornton_fitness. And I'm just documenting some of my training that I've been doing in isolation, as well as some of the NetFit sessions that I've been doing to try and remain fit and positive. So, yeah, get a few people following. I'm really trying to raise the profile of netball in Ireland. So that's kind of my main focus. If I can show people what I do and what training I do to be the best player that I can be, then hopefully I can inspire some other girls to take up the sport and try and engage within it.
Netball Scotland also took part as well. Here's Emily Nicol.
It was really fantastic to be part of such an incredible event, and you know, credit really has to go to INF and NetFit for putting it all together. But as Thistles, myself, Claire Maxwell and Nicol McCleary were really excited to be part of it, and it was a fantastic event. And you know, we got to connect directly with a club in Singapore, so it was fantastic to make it a global event. And especially with COVID being so difficult, it's just such a great cause to support netball communities that have been affected by COVID. So yeah, a really great event, and we're just totally excited and honoured to be being part of it.
Life can be a bit of a handful,
but what do you do?
Let go
or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbing Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield, Grab Life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's an Apple show with Mizuno. London Pulse have announced a brand new partnership, more of a collaboration really, with Men's Side Knights. Here's Sam Bird.
Absolutely delighted to be working with the Knights going ahead in netball generally in London. As you know, I played netball a long time ago myself, and when in the England programme in the 90s, we actually played against men's teams for providing top class practice for us before we went on tour. And it's good to see that since then that the men's netball has grown and gone from strength to strength. And I think Knights have been a really good example of promoting men's and mixed netball in London and indeed around the country. And it makes absolute sense for us to collaborate with them and promote netball for everybody in London. And it's a really exciting partnership for us, and looking forward to seeing all the guys soon.
Plenty of positives on this, and Lewis Keeling is from Knights.
It's a great little collaboration on a few different items. Sam and I were kind of doing our usual kind of pre-season chat about how we might work together on certain things, and we just thought, well, why not almost formalise it a little bit more? So it's not a partnership as such, it's just a kind of collaboration on certain events, and obviously Knights remain able to do all the stuff that we were doing previously with all the Super League clubs, and that is very, very important to us. But it was just what can we do to try and, between the two of us, to try and help lift and help netball within London. At the moment, I think there can be some disjointed nature between it. So you've got lots of different types of netball going on within London. You know, you've got the club scene, you've got the mixed scene, you've got the ladies' social scene, all of this on the elite level, obviously. And then in the grassroots stuff. But it's just, you know, from our element at least, we could help feed into the work that London Pulse are doing around Netball for All and help engage the mixed scene maybe a bit more. So yeah, we're certainly looking at the options around that and trying to help where we can.
Plenty of different key elements as part of this collaboration, as we say. One of the things that caught my eye was this promo community event.
Yeah, I think that was one of Sam's ideas. And I think London Pulse are really keen to get out into the community and engage people and get them playing netball. Certainly, our involvement in that would be kind of boys netball and trying to get young boys who, especially as they kind of get that drop off at 11 years old from school, trying to keep them involved in netball, trying to give them some options, at least until they could, you know, progress to 16, 18, when they could start to think about whether they want to play for Knights or whether they want to play for Giants or any other clubs that, you know, we're starting to see pop up. So, yeah, that'd certainly be the plan.
Games ahead of Super League fixtures. It's just further awareness.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it offers something else for the supporter who comes along and watches Pulse. You know, it might diversify the crowd a bit more, bring a few more people in, hopefully. And also, it's just brilliant that London Pulse have kind of allowed us to do some of those fixtures. I'm sure they will have other items before their games as well. But if we can get a couple of those in during the season, I know they've only got 9 games, then it's just great to see men's netball being given a stage, and great to see the fans getting a bit more for their buck. You know, why not come down a bit earlier and see a men's game being played before the main event, the Super League games?
Obviously, you've got a couple of teams, so I suppose that'll be a bit of a night select on those fixtures.
We're really hoping that the other teams that are around the UK now would want to be involved in those as well. So, you know, COVID allowing, we could get the Northern teams down for those kind of fixtures, or you know, there's obviously London Giants as well. And that we're starting to see other teams pop up. So there's a team out in kind of Bristol Bath way, and we've had a recent discussion about the possibility of setting up a Midlands team as well. So we're starting to see things progress really well towards that kind of national league that we all kind of are hoping for.
We spoke to Jen a few weeks back and just brought us up to date with some of the work that Emna are doing as well, and she basically said that if there's no mixed or men's team, get in touch, because it's just about growing the league.
Absolutely, and I listened to that interview. I thought Jen spoke really well. Yeah, it's certainly because you just need, if you look at certain areas of the country, there are mixed leagues out there. There are, you know, there are guys who want to play or are keen to play, but there's just nowhere for them to be. So I think Emna's been sending out little messages focusing on certain areas of the country and seeing if there's interest, and then kind of grouping people together. Because even if it starts to form like three or four guys, or, you know, it's just the basis of a team, and then they bring in some of their friends and they start to expand, and then you start to get people, you know, who are already involved in netball, who are keen to help out with the running of the clubs, etc., then, you know, everything grows from there. And there's definitely the interest out there, and I can certainly see it keeping progressing.
Are you back on court yet? Have you managed to get back out and up and running?
Well, you know, I think everybody's kind of affected by the ups and downs of the rules that are going on at the moment, and you know, we must be as safe as possible in what we're doing. We're starting to get some invites to go along to certain games, which are obviously under COVID guidelines, and we were running some training sessions outside prior to some of the rule changes, and we may still do some of them, obviously, in our little groups of six. So we'll see how we go on that front. We're hoping to get back properly as soon as possible, but it's great that clubs are inviting us down, and we're still getting those kind of invitations and opportunities.
But great in the meantime that Pulse have obviously announced this, and it's just about maintaining that awareness.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody has struggled throughout this period of just trying to keep their clubs going and ticking and keep things interesting. And I think London Pulse have done obviously a great job bringing on their new big sponsor and having the content that they can put out there and keep people interested. So we're very proud to be able to add to that and see men's netball move a bit of a step forward by being kind of in this collaboration with Pulse.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember, we're at The Netball Show on Twitter and always online at thenetballshow.co.uk.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.